FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Flood victims evicted from a Durban hotel say the experience of being homeless has taken a mental toll on them. More than 100 people were evicted from Bayside Hotel this week following delayed payments by KZN Human Settlements. The victims are from different parts of the city and some of them have been displaced since the April 2022 floods. On Thursday, the department moved them to another facility. Sibongile Mkhize, a 2022 flood victim and member of the KZN Flood Victims Committee, says the repeated relocations have been hard. She says despite promises, the government has yet to provide houses.
No one provides counseling for flood victims. The government just dumps people anywhere and think that's fine. I know a mother who lost 3 children in the floods and their bodies were never recovered. Just imagine, what is she going through?
Human Settlements MEC Sboniso Duma is expected to announce a way forward today. President Cyril Ramaphosa has paid tribute to former Deputy President David Mabuza, describing him as a great leader who was committed to unifying the nation. Mabuza passed away at a Sandton hospital last week after battling an illness. He served as the country's Deputy President from 2018 until February 2023 and was the Deputy President of the ANC from 2017 until 2022. Mabuza's political journey began during the apartheid era, where he was involved in student activism and teachers' unions. Speaking at his funeral in Mpumalanga yesterday, Ramaphosa said he was a servant of the people.
I had the privilege of serving alongside DD for 5 years in government. During this time, I came to know him as a person who understood the responsibility that he had been given. As premier of this province, he was committed to unifying the different people of the land of the rising sun. He has once again brought us all together. And now, my dear brother, all we can say is that you should rest in eternal peace.
Further afield, 44 Boko Haram jihadists have been slapped with jail terms of up to 30 years for funding terrorist activities in Nigeria. The prison sentences range from 10 to 30 years and are all to be served with hard labor. On Wednesday, the trials of 54 suspects resumed, 7 years after Nigeria suspended the prosecution of over 1,000 people allegedly linked to the jihadist group. The trial of the remaining 10 cases was adjourned to a later date. And finally, the APSA Run Your City race is underway in Durban. It means several roads have been temporarily closed in parts of the city. Here's Durban Metro Police spokesperson, Boyce Zungu.
The following road will be affected: Masabala Yongwe Avenue, Somseu, Walnut Road, Montenaika, Samora Machel, Dr. Pixley Gaseme, Margaret Mngadi, Anton Lembede, Shepstone Road, and Snell Parade.
Durban 23, Richards Bay and Margate 24, Ladysmith and Ulundi 22, Newcastle and Pietermaritzburg 21, Moy River, Kokstad and the Berg 19. Morning swells are reaching 4 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 13 minutes past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.